A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Yudalid, Baba Basra 114a, pagination is 227. On the fourth line, we begin with the word Itmar. There is a concept called Toch Kidei Dibur, which is the amount of time that's very short after something was done, where you still have the opportunity to retract or correct it. Toch kedei dibur is considered the amount of time of three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And under normal circumstances, Kinyanim only have the opportunity of being undone. The person who did it has the opportunity of undoing it for that amount of time. There is, however, an allowance that's far greater than that, discussed in our Gemara, and that's regarding Kinyan Sudr, which is a quicker type of Kinyan that's done to solidify an agreement. And in the words of the Rosh, our Perek Simen Hey, since things are derech lekayim kol davar pisom, it's done with a suddenness. Lakach nitnu lo sha'al lehisponanus. Therefore, additional time was given for a person to consider the ramifications of what they did. Indeed, if there's a kinyan hagba, if you lifted it, meshicha, you pulled it, mesira, it was transferred from one person to the other, kesef shtar chazaka, you paid for it with money, there was a document drawn up, chazaka, you acted as owner. Ein bayam chazara, those things don't have chazara after kedei dibur, but the kinyan of sudr, the kinyan of exchange, that's going to have a longer period of time to retract, and we're going to discuss how long. Just to put this in perspective, the act of Kinyan Sudr is something that we're familiar with. When we authorize the rabbi to sell our chametz, the rabbi gives us something, and in exchange of that something, we're granting him rights to sell the chametz. That's based on the concept of Kinyan Sudr. Originally, they would take a handkerchief and hand it over. Today, it might be a pen or some other item. But that item, that act of exchange with an item is a quick way to solidify something, and therefore it's given additional retraction time. Itmar, we learned. Kinyan. When you're doing a kinyan, referring to a kinyan sudar, ad emosai chozer, how long can you still retract? And as we're saying, it was understood that there's an additional amount of time that a person can retract. It was only a question of how much time. Rabba Omar Kozman Sheyoshvin. Rabba says, as long as they're still sitting there, even if they moved on to a different topic, the person can, may inyan le'inyan, go back to the original topic and change it. Rav Yosef Omar calls Zman Sha'oskim Be'osa Inyan. Rav Yosef says it's less time. It's only as long as the conversation is still about that topic. But once they move on to a new topic, even if they're still sitting there, it's considered done. Omar Rav Yosef says, Kavasi Didi Mistavra. It makes sense like what I'm telling you based on a different statement, a different ruling, which is what we did in yesterday's session. The Omer Rav Yehuda said, Shlosha shenichnusu levaker esachol, three people come in to visit a sick person. And the connotation here is that he's going to start gifting things to different people as an end-of-life will. Keep in mind that in Torah law, you can't transfer property after passing. After passing, it's not his. Torah law kicks in and the inheritance goes to the descendants, if there are descendants, or other close relatives, as the case may be, Hakarav Karav Kodem. The idea of gifting, end of life, is what this person is doing. And he makes all his statements. Ratzu kosvim, ratzu osin din. And there's a case, if it's during the day, where they have the choice. They can either write it up, meaning that they're witnesses to it, and let some other group issue the ruling as judges. Or they themselves, if it's during the day, they can do the judgment themselves. Says Rav Yosef, V'isaka daitach, and if you think, kol zman sheyoshvim, as long as they're still sitting there, even if they moved from one topic to the next, lechesh demahadarbe, why aren't they worried that he's going to change his mind? And as Rashbam explains, once we have a situation that he's able to still change his mind and it will be effective as a change, that would undo the judgment. And therefore the judgment is not a judgment even if he didn't change his mind. Because a judgment has to be definitive. And if it's still hanging on his possible change of mind, then they can't do the judgment. It's a little bit like counting sphira on condition. A person says, if it's the fourth day, so hayom arba yamim laomer. If it's the fourth day, then today is 4 days to the omer. But if it's the fifth day, then hayom chamisha yamim laomer. Then it's the... You can't count al tanai. You can't count on condition, because that's not called counting. And issuing a judgment on condition, if he doesn't change his mind, then the rule is like this. It doesn't work like that. It has to be something definitive. I once heard a story where someone came to a posek and asked him if a certain item has to be toveled, immersed in a mikvah. So the posek says, it really depends if the item is made of this material or made of that material. You have to tell me, is it glass, is it plastic, is it rubber, what is it? So the person said, maybe the Rav can save me a trip and tell me if it's rubber, what the halacha would be, if it's plastic, what the halacha would be, if it's metal, what would the halacha be, glass, what's the halacha? And the way the story is told is the Pesach says, I'm not a Rosh Yeshiva. You tell me what the case is, I'll tell you what the ruling is. And the ruling can't be on condition. It has to be that we know that he's done his gifting and his decision making, and now we can rule on it. You do have a concept of Tanai. If a person wants to say Shema before davening, because he's worried that with the minyan he's going to miss Kriya Shema, but he's not sure. Maybe he will miss, maybe he won't miss. So he could say Shema al Tanai if the davening is running too late. So my Shema now shall be my mitzvah of Shema. But if davening is running on time to make the time of Kriya Shema, then I want my Kriya Shema during the Birchas Kriya Shema, part of davening, because that's a better way to fulfill the mitzvah. I want that to be the real mitzvah. And this is Kikore B'Torah. It's always nice to say Shema, but it's not my mitzvah if I indeed make it in time for Zman Kriya Shema during davening. That's something you could do al tanai. But you can't count Sfira al tanai. You can't issue a ruling al tanai. It has to be definitive. So Rav Yosef's argument is, if they're still sitting there, the way Rabbah described it, that he's still allowed to change his mind, so then how could these people who heard the gift ever be judges? They're still sitting there. They're still there. He still has a chance to change his mind. How could they possibly judge the case? Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Amrita l'shmaita kamedu Rav Kana. I said over this topic to Rav Kana, and I asked him the following question. Olu Rav Yosef minicha. according to Rav Yosef, that you could judge the case once they went on to a different topic, it still isn't so simple how you could judge the case. Maybe he's going to change his mind. What are you going to answer me? They're going to purposely change the subject so that the topic is closed. And now they have the opportunity, after they change the topic and talk about the weather, now they have the opportunity to judge the case. Hachanami. So, you know, according to Rabbah, you could do the same thing. Dekamu, they can stand up. They can change the setting. It's no longer Kozman Sheyoshvim. We're not sitting anymore. V'hada Yasivu, and then they could sit down and judge the case. They should somehow do a closure on the gifting discussion. And if closure on the gifting discussion is to stand up, so it's not really any different than closure according to Rav Yosef, which was to change the subject, to change the topic. What's being described here is reminiscent of when people want to split the Suda on Shabbos morning, the meal on Shabbos morning, they want to split it into two. Maybe because they want to be able to get Shalosh Shudas, and they might start the meal right before Chatzos, stop the meal, and try to get the rest of the meal after Chatzos, and count it as Shalosh Shudas. Or maybe it's like the case of Shavuos, where they want to eat Milchiks, and they want to have a new Suda. You're not supposed to have Milchiks and Fleishiks at the same meal, so they want to have Milchiks, and then they're going to switch. And from dairy that they fulfilled that custom in the early meal, they're going to have a second meal, which is going to be meat, and they want to separate. So just to say Berachas HaMazon and start a new meal, that's a bracha she'ena tzricha, that's unnecessary. So they get up, they say Berachas HaMazon, they get up, they go for a walk around the block, and then they come back and they're able to start the next meal. So that's what's being described. The come of a hadra yasivu. They should get up, change the subject, and come back, and now you could do the next order of business. So according to this discussion, which Rav Ashi had with Rav Kana, it's not really clear that Rav Yosef has an edge in his understanding of this time allowance to still change your mind. Doesn't seem to have an edge over Rabbah. Because either way, you could do closure, and then you could become a judge, which is what that other statement indicated. Nevertheless, v'hilchas akavase de Rav Yosef, in this case of Inyan, we do paskin like Rav Yosef, in this case of changing the subject. Again, according to Rabbah and Rav Yosef, in the case of Suder, in the case of this quick fix kinyan, there's an allowance time which is being discussed. How long is that allowance time to change the subject and to still be able to retract? Rabbah says, as long as they're still sitting there, but once they get up, it changes. Rav Yosef says, even if they're still sitting there, they could stop his allowance for retraction by changing the subject. And once the subject is changed, they could definitively rule on what occurred. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.